host, meteorologist Jeff Frizella, and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, David Spiegelmeyer. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
One of the things the president highlighted was our independence in the energy sector, and obviously that's what interests you most in Marcellus Shale, and we sit on very rich reserves. But it seems like, David, you're getting support from both sides of the aisle inside this state.
Well, you know, Larry, when the president talks about, you know, the economic gains that have been made across this country, you know, we're living in that area. Our building trades are at full employment today, and it's not the really just the really visible project in Beaver County. We've had $13 billion of new power plant generation built in Pennsylvania. Those are building trade jobs all across the Commonwealth. You know, We've written an obituary for manufacturing in our region for four decades, and we have an announcement that U.S. Steel is going to put $1 billion in their plant here in Pittsburgh. Those are all building trade jobs. We've seen the economic revival, not in spite of natural gas, but because of natural gas. We've got the most affordable energy on the planet here in Pennsylvania, and it's going to drive new manufacturing broadly, not just here in western Pennsylvania, but across this entire region if we play our cards correctly.
Now, David, the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, called Western Pennsylvania, specifically the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, because the reserves are so rich. And I guess where things start to diverge is the fact that you have environmentalists that don't want fracking, but you have all the labor that is involved in fracking and the growth that you mentioned. So how do you think this is all going to play out with both sides sort of playing either side?
Jeff, that's a difficult one, but I gotta live in my world around facts. And the facts are this, that the fact that we're now burning more natural gas and power generation, we've reduced particulate matter emissions. We've reduced sulfur dioxide emissions and nitrogen oxide emissions. We've reduced carbon dioxide emissions, and no one's talking about that, but they should be. And it's all, and again, as I said a few moments ago, it's not in spite of natural gas, it's because of natural gas. When you talk about the supply of natural gas, you know, a little more than a decade ago, we produced here in Pennsylvania about a quarter of the supply that we use in Pennsylvania. Today, we're producing nearly 20% of America's natural gas supply. And, you know, again, 10 years ago, we were more than 60% dependent on foreign sources of oil. And I think you heard last night the president talk about we're now a far more energy secure nation bordering on energy independence here in the United States, which is just an incredible feat in a very short period of time.
You have to be concerned, at least in part, because Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, part of their campaign platforms, have been ban all fracking right now if they're elected.
You know, Larry, that's really incredible to me, to someone, you know, that educated, to make such a short-sighted call without really knowing the facts. So, okay, we heat our homes, we cook our food, we dry our clothes with natural gas, but it's every manufacturing process that we touch today. Steel, glass, plastics, chemicals, fertilizers, powdered metals, pharmaceutical medications, and now one in three electrons generated or manufactured with natural gas. In fact, the very technologies that they're trying to purport, windmills and solar panels, they're manufactured through the use of natural gas.
So, and how do you address the environmentalists who say they have great concern? What would you say are the greatest misunderstandings that people have about the safety of fracking?
The folks make the comment that this is an unregulated industry. Larry, we are the most regulated industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Last year, 616 wells drilled in Pennsylvania, over 19,000 inspections on those facilities. We've asked for high-level regulation. We've asked for high scrutiny. We welcome it, and we perform at a very high level, and we need to perform at a very high level. Again, America has a ravenous appetite for energy. We're going to be the primary industry that provides that industry. I'm proud to represent it, and I want to tell you that it's being done with high performance in the environmental sector.
Now, as Larry pointed out, that Mr. Sanders and Ms. Warren are both against fracking moving forward, but it would appear that the other candidates in the race here, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and others, have not taken a stance on it because they probably see this as a vital play for Western Pennsylvania not to put their foot down in one direction because of the things that you pointed out, the labor and then the environmental issues. So they're kind of the Democratic Party seems to be almost divided on this issue in this area.
Well, Jeff, I got to be honest with you. They've all been pushed to the pretty far left platform. Even Joe Biden, who claims to be pretty practical, has made a comment that he could do without the jobs and eliminate fracking over time, I think was the way he put it. And, this is an American industry that's responsible. If we eliminated fracking tomorrow, it would be 14 million jobs across our country. It would double gasoline prices. It would increase natural gas prices at our home. And that's the one wonderful thing to be able to celebrate. As a result of natural gas development in Pennsylvania, our natural gas rates have gone from a record high in 2008 to a record low in February of 2020. I mean, gas selling north of $13 just for the pricing of natural gas for the month of February that came out yesterday. It's $1.46 in this basin. It's just an incredible price considering where we were a decade ago.
Well, we appreciate your reaction to the State of the Union address and other concerns, and we'll talk again. David Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. Thank you.
It's been great.